The record shows that Christian parents really do want to communicate better with their young person, especially when they hit the so-called tween years. But just what are the tween years, and what makes this period so challenging for young people? Dr. Paul Pettit is founder and president of Dynamic Dads in Dallas, Texas, a nonprofit organization dedicated to encouraging fathers. He explains what and who tweens are.
Most researchers now are saying, you know, before the teenage years, there's a period after toddlerhood and after obviously the child is a baby, that before entering adolescence, there's some years there, about 8 to 12, where we're calling the tween years. So it's in between where a child is totally dependent on the parents for all of its outlook in life, all of its needs, and the teen years where a child's beginning to take on their own identity and form their own identity. There's this morphing period where there's a lot of confusion. The tween isn't sure if he's really attached to his parents still as a one unit, and they also see some freedom up ahead, and they see some choices that they're going to be able to make. So it's really a critical developmental period, about 8 to 12.
Dr. Pettit talks about what he's discovered to be some essentials for parents wanting to develop a vital dialogue with their tween.
The critical nature of it concerns the tween making these important life decisions, like honesty or openness or authenticity, and also, you know, judgments on other people groups and judgments on church life. Because at that time, they're saying, hey, am I going to believe everything my parents believe, or should I start to take on my own attitudes, my own decisions? So we need to get past, Tracy, those one-line conversations where we say, how was school today? And the tween says, fine. Or you say, hey, did you like dinner tonight? Yes. We need to really get them to open up and share, hey, what was the most important thing that happened to you at school today?
Or ask them, what was their most fun part of the weekend? He says parents should try to get their tween to share and open up and even to reveal what's on the inside.
Not just the one-word grumbling answers or not just mumbling to themselves, but try to get your tween to open up and share authentically what's going on in their life, and that's a real challenge.
In his book, Congratulations, You've Got Tweens, Dr. Pettit talks about the process of self-discovery, where a young person is beginning to look beyond his parents for a description of who he is.
The problem there is, see, they're receiving all these messages from peers. Like, you know, if a child has big ears, at school they get pummeled by that, or kids in the neighborhood, hey, here comes Dumbo, you know, big ear, look at those ears. But the child is also taking on their own self-perception, so they need parents, coaches, youth pastors, teachers to give them accurate self-images. In other words, to say, hey, you're really good at numbers. Have you noticed when you do math, it seems like you're really good at math? Or, hey, I just wanted to share with you, I see that you're really kind. When that girl was hurting or when that boy was, you know, embarrassed, you went over and talked to them and shared with them, I see that in you. I want you to know I see you as a very kind person. So not only does the tween take on its own self-image, but that needs to be reinforced with accurate images from those adults around them who are seeing things maybe in a better light than their own peers or younger kids.
In the 1960s and 70s, there was reportedly a movement that taught that as long as a parent spent some serious quality time occasionally with a young person, a flawed perspective, he says, that went something like this.
I spent the summer with my child, but now the rest of the year they're gone or they live with the other parent. But what we're finding is it takes those brief quantity moments and those long quality times both to make those heavy impacts. So it's not just, you know, hey, I spent a whole week with my child, now I'm done for the year. It's those daily deposits and those weekly deposits where we have brief interactions to say, hey, I love you, have a great day at school. Don't forget, you're a Pettit, you know, act like a Pettit. But also those ongoing times where we're just unstructured, sitting around by the campfire at a campout, or sitting around by the lake and just having those long, leisurely conversations. So it's not that one or the other is the only way to do it. It's that both are important.
He says, without a doubt, that the best way to talk to a tween is to get down on her level.
Maybe even get down on both knees. Maybe put your hand on their shoulder. Maybe stroke their forehead and say, hey, how was school today? Out of all the things that happened at school today, what was the best thing that happened to you? And then to be really quiet and to listen and to allow them to talk. And also to find out what they're interested in. Hey, I see you keep playing with that video game. Show me how to play it. I want to play with you. Or I see, you know, you're really wanting to get a cell phone. Why is it that you want a cell phone? Here, you call me on my cell phone. Let's see what it's like. So really to get them to interact and to pull them into your world and you go into their world.
In contrast, he says the worst way to talk to a tween is from on high.
You know, to talk down to them. Hey, you boy, you listen to me, son. When I was your age, you know, or, hey, that's the last time you'll be doing that. Look over here. Look at me when I talk to you, you know, just to come down on them and say, hey, I'm the super authority figure on high, and you're just a little subhuman. And, you know, and another way would be to scream at them. Immediately tweens sort of tune us off when we're out of control or raging or emotionally unbalanced. All of those things are negative ways to talk to our tweens, and the previous ways where we're interacting at a heart-to-heart level and on their level are positive ways.
Dr. Petty reports that parents can alleviate a social pressure on tweens to more and more make mature decisions too early in life.
We used to see these decisions for high school kids or even college-age kids, like R-rated movies or music that has bad lyrics. But that's being pushed down now toward tweens, where we're seeing 8 and 9-year-olds being asked, hey, have you seen this latest movie? Or, hey, an 8 and 9-year-old, listen to this song. It's got some cool lyrics. And so these challenges in our culture are being pushed down and down to younger and younger ages.
He says this is unfortunate because these young people should have more days in their lives what they want to do.
Or there ought to be just moments of time where they're able to leisurely, maybe if they want to use crayons to do that, or maybe if they want to make sounds to do that. But instead, there's such a push toward, no, you need to be in this summer camp for this specific skill. Like, you know, we have 8-year-olds that are being forced to say, hey, you need to pick a sport right now and stick with it the rest of your life if you ever want to get a college scholarship. Or we're seeing 10 and 11-year-old boys, hey, you need to focus on an academic discipline and start going to extended study sessions now so that you'll be ahead of the game.
These, he says, are pressures that were never intended for 8 or 9-year-old children.
This comes sometimes from a fear of parents thinking my child's not going to get ahead, or a fear in the academic community that our school maybe isn't as good as the school across town. So there needs to be, with 8 and 9-year-olds, a lot of free time, a lot of unstructured time, and to get rid of this fear that somehow our children are going to be left behind.
His final advice to parents and adults in general.
We need to back off and really let these kids develop at their own pace. There's an excellent book out many years ago called The Hurried Child. And we still see that today, and even probably a sped-up sense with internet, cell phone, intense summer camps. So we need to let tweens be tweens.
Dr. Paul Pettit is founder and president of Dynamic Dads, which is based in Dallas, Texas. Learn more about their ministry at our website, primetimeamerica.org. That's primetimeamerica.org. I'm Tracy Haney.